This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. CPNUML's 10th National General Convention starts in Chitwan. Prime Minister Sharbadadeva says dialogue and collaboration among all political parties imperative to build common views on national issues. Nepal Bar Association urges Prime Minister Sharbadadeva to take initiatives for resolving disputes seen in the judiciary. And countries tightening travel restrictions following detection of new COVID-19 variant in South Africa. Now the news in detail. The 10th National General Convention of CPNUML started yesterday. Party Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurated the General Convention on the bank of the Naren River at Narengarh in Chitwan yesterday. Inaugurating the party's 10th National General Convention, CPNUML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli claimed that the new leadership of the party would show a right path for the party and for the country. He urged the party leaders and cadres to involve themselves in the nation-building campaign, shunning the intra-party disputes. Chairperson Oli further said that CPNUML would reach out to the people with preparations for securing majority in the upcoming elections. Prime Minister Sharbadadeva, chiefs of various political parties and representatives of political parties from abroad were present in the inauguration ceremony yesterday. Addressing the 10th National General Convention of CPNUML in Chitwan yesterday, Prime Minister Sharbadadeva said dialogue and cooperation were required to make common views on the major issues related to the country and the people. He further said the differences in policy among the parties should be resolved through the process determined by the Constitution. Meanwhile, CPNUML Central Committee meeting that took place yesterday at Sauraha Chitwan decided to increase the number of the office bearers of the party. The meeting also proposed an amendment to some points in the party statute. It also offered thanks to the Prime Minister and the leaders of various political parties who attended the inaugural session of the convention. Office bearers of the Nepal Bar Association and senior advocates have drawn attention of Prime Minister Sharbadadeva over Supreme Court row and submitted a memorandum urging him to take initiatives for its outlet. During the meeting with Prime Minister Sharbadadeva at Balwatar yesterday, they briefed the Prime Minister about their agitation against anomalies in the judiciary. In response, Prime Minister Deva said that he was aware about the matters and the government would make its opinion for the outlet of the issue within the next few days by holding meeting among the leaders of the five-party alliance. The Asian Development Bank is to provide more than 7 billion rupees loan to Nepal for enhancing and modernizing Nepal's electricity system. Finance Secretary Madhu Kumar Marasini and ADB's Country Director to Nepal, Arno Shoswa, signed the agreement amid a program organized at the Finance Ministry yesterday. With this loan, an electricity transmission line with 132 kilovolts capacity will be constructed along Nepalganj and Koholpur. District conventions of the Nepali Congress began yesterday. Nepali Congress's election committee said the district conventions took place in the districts with two or more than two House of Representatives constituencies. The party's district conventions were already held in districts with single election constituencies except Raswa. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudal said the government would not allow teaching institutions not possessing 100 beds for the operation of nursing education. Minister Poudal made such remarks while receiving a memorandum submitted by Member of Parliament from Nepal Workers and Peasants Party and Bhaktapur Municipality Mayor Sunil Prajapati yesterday. The leader duo submitted the memorandum after the municipality-run Institute for Khopa Multitechnical Studies was not included in the notice published by the CTEVT on November 24, calling for admission of staff nurse. Minister Paulo clarified that the ministry took such decision complying with the provision of the Medical Act, Education Act, which only allows medical institutions having more than 100 beds to operate nursing classes. A total of 270 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 10,446 samples. Likewise, 302 people recovered from COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. Similarly, two people died of virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,518 in Nepal so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared a new coronavirus variant to be of concern and named it Omicron. It had a large number of mutations and early evidence suggested an increased reinfection risk, according to the World Health Organization. It was first reported to the WHO from South Africa on 24th of November and has also been identified in Botswana, Belgium, Hong Kong and Israel. A number of countries have now decided to ban or restrict travel to and from Southern Africa. Travelers from South Africa, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Lesotho and Eswatini will not be able to enter the United Kingdom unless they are UK or Irish nationals or UK residents. At least 52 people are reported to have died in Russia's worst mining disaster in a decade. The incident started when coal dust in a ventilation shaft caught fire on Thursday, filling the Siberian mine with smoke and killing 11. But by nightfall, a failed operation to reach dozens of missing miners had turned to a tragedy after several rescuers reportedly suffocated. Officials said 49 had been taken to hospital with injuries. Some of them have smoke poisoning and 4 are said to be in a critical condition. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of high hilly regions of province number 1. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. CPNEML's 10th National General Convention starts in Chitwan. Prime Minister Shabadudewa says dialogue and collaboration among all political parties imperative to build common views on national issues. Nepal Bar Association urges Prime Minister Shabadudewa to take initiatives for resolving disputes seen in judiciary. And countries tightening travel restrictions following detection of new COVID-19 variant in South Africa. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.